still struggling. So you know about me, you know about this life I lead. I'm a product of a dying breed. Genocide and greed, what was inside of me? Most men wouldn't rise to be. Will he quit, will he fall? Not likely. Cause nightly, I'm broken by these situation distress, messing with my psyche. What is the plight to me? All the psych, I see the same light. Deplete my own kind, don't like me. Afraid of what a man might be. All the reason I need to stay mighty. You think I scheme? I have no time for no kind of pipe dream. Wasting my life as a pipe cleans. Look at what genocide brings. And never God's things. Only to the end of life, and then you might think to fight would have been the right thing. Now I'm right here reciting, pens liking like lightning. So I let the dice ring. Just to hear life sing. You think I'm scared? Take a look, no, no fight scene. I'ma do what the do and stay true to me. I choose to lose the fools trying to fool me. What you got to prove? What's meant to be? Well, I'm on the move, so you resenting me, testing me, bringing out the best in me. I see the trap set for me, the penitentiary wasn't meant for me, but I guess to keep my native running in the next century.
I'm struggling every day, struggling every night, struggling for this thing, struggling for this right, struggling to make my way. I struggle when I must fight, struggle when I break these chains, I struggle when they try to take my life.
Tough, my mom didn't understand that I had to rise and be a man. Right before my eyes, I seen this path again and again, it crossed my path. Never lost it, am I mad? The thoughts been had, I seen thoughts are sad. Now I'm stopping the band, still blocking my path. Till the cause is dead, though those want what I had so damn much. Bring the taunt and attack, go stand up. If you don't wanna think I'm manning up, I guess wrong cause I'm manning up. Better yet, putting my hand up, clenching a fist. Yes, you'll see, I struggle through the mist of what's meant to be. They wanna mess with me, constantly testing me. I still suffer long-term effects of manifest destiny.
I'm struggling every day, struggling every night, struggling for this pain, struggling for this right, struggling to make my way. I struggle when I must fight, struggle when I break these chains, I struggle when they try to take my life. I struggle when they try to take my life. I struggle when they try to take my life.
Welcome to the Community Worker. That was Tyler Hummingbird. I believe we have Tyler on the line. Tyler? Tyler. So we're doing this again. Tyler?
Good morning. I mean, good afternoon, San Francisco. This is Rima.
I was just on the line with Roman.
Yeah, we got you on the line, man. All right. What's up, Tyler?
Yeah, man, phone just clicked out, man. How's it going?
It's okay. So we have our folks with us. So actually Rima and Ranisha are going to conduct the interview. But just want for the record to let people know that you're a native.
Yeah.
You're one of my native brothers, and we just played a cut from your album that you just put together and stuff. So, and what, are you 19 or 20?
I'm 20.
You're 20. And our, yeah, and our people here are what? How old are you, Ranisha?
17.
And Rima?
17.
Okay, why don't you start the interview with my brother Tyler Hummingbird Preon.
Hi, Tyler. This is Ranisha speaking.
How's it going? Actually, it's Perone, but yeah.
Oh, Perone.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I put some French on it, man.
Well, my first question to you, I want to know, how did you actually get started in the music business?
With music, actually, we had this thing that went around to a couple different places, like tribal communities. It's called it's through TANF, you know, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. It was called the Akatubi program, and they did, like, film and music workshops, and I got to mess around. You know, I was writing stuff before, but that was the first start. You know, we got to make our own music, show it to the community, got to go perform, do all this kind of stuff, all kinds of fun things, you know?
Oh, okay. So did you, were you, like, a poet when you were younger, or did you, like, how did you?
Well, when I was younger, actually, like, all the writing came from is just expression, like, you know, having a bad day, coming home and writing something real quick, you know? That's where it all came from. You know, I wasn't really a poet or anything. I like rap music, and then I just started writing my feelings out like that, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. I write myself also, and that's how I kind of got started into writing. Actually writing down my feelings on paper.
Yeah, that's so the best thing to do.
I can totally relate to that. My next question to you actually also is, I want to know your opinion also, because there's a lot of controversy around rap music today.
Yes.
You know, with, I guess, the aim of the music that they're trying to create. So I want to know, like, how do you feel about hip hop today, being an artist?
I feel, you know, it's still open game, you know, completely. I can't really judge on, you know, too many things, but, you know, I prefer to go kind of a, you know, more realistic route rather than kind of, you know, you could say poppy, trendy, what people are into doing. I'd rather, you know, speak my mind and, you know, express rather than, you know, try to force opinions upon people, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, my next question after following up with that, you know, they say a lot of people who produce music, you know, speaking about real issues and things like that, don't actually sell records. Like, how do you feel about that, being an artist, or does it matter?
I feel it doesn't really matter because, you know, if someone's going to feel and can relate to you, if some random person out of a whole crowd that hears you do what you, you know, expressing your opinion and stuff, if they can relate to you, hey, that's one person, you know, they want to listen to your stuff. And, you know, as long as that happens, you know, that's job complete for me.
Hi, Tyler. This is Rima speaking.
How's it going?
Hi, fine. I want to know, like, what inspired you? Like, what was your motivation to make the music you make?
Well, from this last, I guess, you know, from this recent project I've been doing is my experience of going back home to Tule River Res, kind of living, seeing how things really are and kind of seeing firsthand how the vicious cycle is, you know, taking hold in that community at least. And just like any other community, like over here too in Big Pine, California, there's a reservation, you know, it's a Big Pine Paiute Res. Everywhere you go, it's basically the same thing, you know, and it's just expressing. From this past year, though, I kind of jumped right in the middle of it and, you know, what you say, learning experiences, you know.
So actually the Res is kind of isolated just like the hood, right?
Yeah, for sure, man. It's actually, you know, way up in the mountains. Most, you know, a lot of it's far, you know, away from the town. And, you know, you keep a lot of people there hanging out, mm-hmm. you know, having a good time like, you know, people do. And, you know, too much time around each other, people tend to get violent and, you know, stuff kind of gets rugged from time to time.
Hi, Tyler. This is Rima speaking again.
How's it going?
And I was wondering, what kind of music do you listen to?
What kind of music do I listen to? Mm-hmm. I listen to just about everything. You know, I'll be honest, like, favorite for me for a long time since I was a little kid, I've always listened to, like, R&B and soul, like, old school stuff, you know what I mean?
Hey, me too.
Yeah. That, you know, I like reggae music, you know, Jimmy Cliff, where I like, you know, rock music when it comes down to it, you know, I like it all. Just, I like real music, the authentic stuff, you know?
Yeah,
if you could feel it. I like stuff that, you know, I could feel.
Tyler, you know, your music kind of reminds me of, like, the lyrics reminds me of, like, Tupac, how it's inspirational and it really has meaning to it.
Yeah, it's for sure, you know, because, you know, number one, you know, that's my favorite, you know, artist when it comes to rap music. It's kind of crazy. You know, I don't want to sound, you know, like everybody else because, you know, of course. But, yeah, you know, he's the main inspiration, honestly.
Oh, hi. This is Ranisha speaking. My next question, actually, is you talk about in your music, you respond, you're writing from your different struggles. So I want to know what kind of experience, like specific experience have you had that you chose to write about?
One of the main experiences this past year concerned my freedom. You know, I kind of don't want to go too much detail, but basically when stuff goes wrong, you know, a lot of people won't say anything. That's the way it's, you know, nobody, it's the cold code of silence thing. And I wound up almost having to take a rap for someone, you know, a relative too. And, you know, only thing I saved myself was my honesty of, you know, taking a lie detector test. And even then, I'm still got to live my life on the edge right now and stay out of trouble. That's why I'm going to school, you know. But almost having my freedom taken from me is, you know, the main thing of this past year that's really affected me in my writing, you know?
So I got a question for you, brother.
Yeah.
Looking at it from, because you guys are in Bayview Hunters Point, that's where you guys live?
Yeah.
What do you think, how do you think that correlates with the reservation? What do you guys think his perspective is? What do you think is like if you were on a reservation? Can you relate to where he's coming from?
Yeah. I can relate to, like, the violence and, like, how, well, me personally, I feel like Bayview, I mean, San Francisco is a big community, but you don't realize exactly, like, how much everybody knows each other and how, like, well, my community itself, Bayview, is very close-knit, so everybody really knows each other, and that's how most of the conflicts spawn, like just like he said, people are having a good time, and then where there's good times, there's violence.
Yeah,
so.
No matter what. Whenever some of these other components, like, you know, alcohol and everybody just hanging out and getting wild around each other, you know, it's not the smartest thing to do, especially because when I look at it, those, like, alcohol and these other things introduced, you know, especially, like, you know, in the Native community, anywhere else, too, you know, spousal abuse, you know, bad things like this is all just, like, tools of genocide, you know, passed down. That's why everybody's still acting crazy, because it happened a long time ago, and it's still in your, you know, it's still in your genes, it's still in your genetic history, you know?
As a 20-year-old Native man, what do you think? What do you think are ways that we can stop this, that we can change this?
Get educated. Start listening. Think about it because, yeah, nobody likes, you know, you see these communities, everybody's doing the same stuff, acting crazy, and nobody cares, and nobody's going to make a difference because no one wants to. So it takes the individual to do it rather than follow a crowd. If one person can do it, then maybe another will, then another, and then it goes on, you know?
Hi, Taylor. This is Rima. I want to know, as a child, did you care about where you came from and what your people died for, or were you, like, how you are now, did you care about that?
Yeah, it's been a part of my life since day one. I've been going into, you know, sweat lodges since, you know, I was in my mom's belly. It's been part of my life all the way through. It's just because I was raised like that, you know?
So it's good to know who you are and where you come from, right?
Yeah, that's, you know, you got to put faith in the unknown, you know? So when it comes down to it, I have my beliefs towards whatever I've been exposed to my whole life, you know, the Creator.
Now, I understand that you're going to New Mexico, right?
Yeah.
And what's happening down there?
I'm going to school. I'm going to go to the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. And, just recently, these past, like, 4 or 5 weeks, I just barely got the opportunity opened up to me, and I hustle all my stuff together to get it going because, you know, if I stay around in this small town doing nothing, you know, it's nothing but trouble. I'd rather get out and do something for myself, you know?
Oh, this is Ranisha speaking. My next question is to you. Well, like, how our communities are similar in a lot of ways. Well, how I stay out of trouble, I like to keep myself busy. So I was wondering, when you were a teenager and you were going through some of the same struggles that we are going through and facing now, how did you stay out of trouble and stay focused?
I stayed out of trouble mostly by staying around and being productive around, you know, I try to stay at home and stuff. But, you know, that's where my problems began, is my want to not stay around and, you know, do stuff around the house, or, you know, like write or whatever, be creative, you know, have fun, just, you know, learn to live with yourself, because you know, most people, when they go out and start having fun, party around, all in the end you're still right there with yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
this is Ranisha speaking again. My next question is to you, like, how we talked earlier about, you know, the hip-hop movement, and like, they feel like a lot of the artists are sending negative messages to a lot of the students. So my perspective on hip-hop is that it's sort of like an art. So I want to know your opinion. Do you think it's up to the artists to censor their music, or it's up to the parents for them to censor the music towards the students?
I feel if the artist wants more people to hear it, that if they want to censor it, they censor themselves. Or maybe they could do, you know, two versions, one censored, one uncensored, if, you know, if it matters enough to them. You know, that's what I feel. It's really up to the artist. But, you know, then again, if it's not, then it's up to the parents.
Oh, what about the saying hip-hop is dead? Do you believe the saying hip-hop is dead?
Nah, never. I don't believe that, because there's so many people still doing it. Of course, there's, you know, there's all kinds of people rapping, you know. It's all over the place, you know, but it just depends on who's really doing something with it.
Oh, yeah, this is Ranisha speaking again.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering how you have a CD out now?
It's not quite out, but it's kind of in the process. You know, I'm doing it all independently, I guess you could say, you know.
Yeah, that's what's playing in the background.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi, Tyler. This is Rima. And I want to know, how long have you been working on your little demo art?
This one right here, actually, has been just from this last year. I've recorded, you know, previously a bunch of times, you know, but this is just since my experience of the year before, and, you know, I just had a lot of pent-up emotion, feelings, and expression that need to be let go, and then this past year is the whole time I've been able to get in the studio and do it. So all this from right here is all from this year.
Oh, this is me again. Well, I want to know, you know, how all people have New Year resolutions. What was yours? Like, as an artist, to be with your music, how did you, would you want it to be seen? As 2008, how did you want your music to come out?
Well, honestly, I didn't have a New Year's resolution, but now it's kind of opened my mind up to it. I say, musically, I'd like to get this product out, get it going, and get to work on my next one. You know, that's my goal for this year, you know, get at least a good, maybe 8 songs done. But I'm going to be going to school, too, so, but, you know, I'm going to have room for it, too.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we just want to say thank you for letting us interview. And
thank you.
All right, for sure.
All right, you take care of my brother, and we'll be in contact with you, okay?
All right, man. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
on paper, try to avoid the hate. I ask for better days. Every night I lay in my prayer.
Change this and get to the place where sunshine slow running no sun.